The setup to this play is a father who hears from his son that the son is gay.
Yes.
And they're both religious, Christian. And so it's how do you maintain your faith while loving your child?
Yeah, that's a part of it. How do you maintain relationship with a Christian community as much as it is maintaining faith? And the confusion that sometimes happens in communities where there seems to be very defined rules about not just sexuality, but everything. And how do you maintain a relationship with the son, relationship with the community, and a relationship with God? The son then is played by the cello player, but we only ever hear his voice through the cello. And so it's emblematic sometimes of, especially in Christian or church circles, religious circles, where the voice of the person giving us the conversation isn't part of the conversation. So in other words, we will talk about people, we will make decisions about people, and they're not often in the room when those decisions are made.
I didn't grow up with a religious background, and would I be able to engage with this play? Or is it primarily for people that have that background and are already engaged in this conversation?
I'm going to answer it from two different perspectives. Is that it was commissioned in essence and written with the idea that congregations, specifically Christian congregations, would bring this in as a way for them to engage in an important conversation. I also like to think that good theater is good theater. And if I can make you laugh and make you feel, which I think I can do regardless of where your background is, I think that's a good thing, and I think it's valuable. The other thing about what we do with this particular show is we try to give the voices, and there's going to be some voices perhaps where you might say, well, that's a pretty dang good reason why I don't go to church, or that's why I'm not related to a religious experience at all. But I'd like to think there's also moments that would say, this is the best part of this particular faith expression. This is the best part of why people put up with all of the crap that comes along with this. Christian churches in this country have done an awful lot of really fine work in showing us what the worst of a faith could be. We've wrapped it around nationalism. We've wrapped it around. Mm-hmm. I could go on for a while, but I need to.
So it does seem, in this political climate, it does seem to be a political movement as much as a religious movement, I think, a lot of the time. On this specific conversation of homosexuality and faith, how did your conversations go before you wrote this play, and did it change after you wrote this play?
Anyone will be changed around conversations about friends that they have who have come out and have paved a way to letting you see another side of your experience. Relatives. I have a brother-in-law. Now, the other piece of that is trying to write this play in such a way where if a couple of characters' perspectives aren't mine, and how do I write that character in a truthful way for that character that they are given honor, so that perhaps someone comes to see a play, hears their perspective, and says, okay, my perspective may not be what the author where they might be, where the characters might be, but I have heard my story done with integrity.
I wanted to ask, I go back all the way to the very beginning of our conversation, just really quickly, when I was trying to give a summary of what this play is about, and I said, after, you know, the sun has come out, it's about keeping one's faith, and you corrected me and you said keeping one's relationship to the church. So I thought that was interesting that you would focus more on the relationship to the church. It's not really faith that's being...
Yes, it's a question of faith, but it's more about... the tradition in the father, in this particular story, is that your faith is defined by the community that you walk with in this journey. And so if that community is shaped differently or jarred or experiences trauma, you are hurt or you hurt someone within that community, it's going to affect how you express faith. I think some people, when they do that, they feel like, okay, I've made my, quote, decisions about faith, and then it will remain the same. Well, that's pretty stupid, because it doesn't change any more than your relationship with anyone stays the same. If you're married, if you have a significant other, a a spouse in some way, it's a disservice to them to say, I love you in the same way that I've always loved you. Well, okay, so now I'm 60. Do I love my wife in the same way after 45 years? No, and I shouldn't. So I think a faith journey should parallel that, because we're still human, and our only way to express how we feel about our relationship with God is our limited humanity.
I've been talking with Ted Swartz, author of Listening for Grace. Ted will be performing his play at MOC Floyd Valley High School in Orange City on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.